The following is a production of Omnis.tv.
It's the 50th Revelator Show. I welcome music guests Mindset Evolution, David Martinez, Alex Ryder, and Mike DeWolf from Taproot. All this here on the Revelator 50th. Welcome to Revelator. I'm your host, Ryan. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's the Revelator 50th show. We've been doing Revelator for over 50 shows, a little over a year now. Before that, for those of you who've been with us for a long time, we did the old unsigned show for 76 episodes. There's a lot of people to thank and not a whole lot of time to do it in, but anyone who's been a part of it, has listened, who's tuned in, who's, you know, repeatedly downloaded it and listen to us ramble and talk to musicians and play music. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And this is, we're trying to make it a big deal tonight. We have Alex Ryder, who's the very, very first guest of Revelator, Table Tennis Trash Talk. Mike DeWolf from Taproot, who's one of our earlier guests as well. Rob from Mindset Evolution. And David Martinez making his first appearance of Revelator. He was actually on the old Unsigned show two different times, including our very first Christmas episode. So definitely stick around for him. David Martinez, really, really great singer-songwriter. And a lot of great music and stuff going on for this show. So definitely keep it locked right where you are right now. Now, before Mike DeWolf joins us, he'll be our first guest. Alex Ryder, David Martinez, and again, Rob from Mindset Evolution will join us in a moment. But first, before Mike DeWolf comes on, we're going to be giving away some work, some artwork by Mike DeWolf. This is what you need to do to win it, okay? And you go on to Twitter and follow Music and Art COUS. That's at Music and Art COUS. Now you go on there, you follow that particular account on Twitter. What you do is Mike has got all kinds of different posters and artwork on there. What you do is you find the one that you really, really like the best. You retweet that. And along with that retweet, Mike will also send you that piece of art. And he'll also send you a concert poster, a Taproot concert poster that he also created off the last tour. And that's it. That's as easy as it gets right there. And right now, let's go ahead and welcome Mike DeWolf to the show. The first guest on the 50th Revelator show is a guy that I really, really dig, and that is Mike DeWolf, guitarist from the band Taproot. Mike, it's been a long time since you've been on the show, and hey, glad to have you back, man.
I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me. Our pleasure, man.
You know what? Before we get started, I want to say this, man. I want to thank you a lot for your ongoing support of me and the show. I consider you to be a pretty good friend at this point. We've talked quite a bit, throughout the. Gosh, it's almost been a year since you've been on, but I really appreciate everything you've done for us and retweeting stuff and constant support and positive energy, man. I really appreciate it here.
That's what we all need. You did great work and. I appreciate that, so I want to help you get out there.
Awesome, man. Now, as people know, you're obviously the guitarist for Taproot. Now, you guys are on a break. You finished up a really busy tour schedule this past year. I know you guys are kind of, after a long run like that, it probably feels good to kind of get some space away from the guys, in a way. Are you guys just taking a break and just kind of get back together when it feels right kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, we were. We had been touring for nonstop for quite some time, and we all just kind of hit a wall, and we're like, "Hey, let's not do this anymore for right now." So we all are at home and just enjoying some time with our friends and family, and we'll see what happens. But for now, we're just on a break.
Well, cool, man. Well, I know you guys had a successful run this past year with the gift tour and then stuff you guys did in the back end of the year. So, know, obviously it probably feels good to unplug, man, but you're a busy guy, man. You always got stuff going on, and I want to talk to you about some projects you have going on. The first one I want to bring up is the music and art company. That you're, you know, obviously creating, you know, designs, posters, prints, home decor, and also Mike Wolf Design on Behance.net. We'll get to that in a moment, but let's focus on like the home decor and the posters. How did you kind of get into that, or what was the start of that for you?
I've been designing since even before Taproot. I've done all of the designs for Taproot CDs and merchandise throughout the years, and kind of all throughout the years I've been working with other bands and other companies and clothing lines and this and that, so I'm always working on designing stuff, but it wasn't until, like, I would say probably a year or a year and a half ago that I decided to put some of my stuff together to form, like, a portfolio, and once I did that and got some stuff out there, then I kind of had this idea to put together some of my favorite, like, quotes and music things and open up some stores, and that's where I'm at.
Awesome. Well, you're on Etsy, and also people can find you on Twitter as well, at Music and Art Co. US. Some really cool stuff and really awesome designs, which kind of parlays into the next segment of this is Mike Wolf Design at Behance.net. Now, you've got a bunch of stuff on there, man. A lot of different projects you're working on. You know, concept design, you know, branding, logos, print design, marketing. You know, kind of the whole ball of wax there. I guess that kind of, you know, goes along with what you've been doing even before Taproot with designing, you know, posters and logos. I know that you're working with Bad Seed Clothing. You're the head graphic designer there. Who are some other people that you've worked with that maybe our listeners aren't aware of that you've worked with?
That was the first clothing line that I helped put together years ago. Recently, I helped put together a clothing line for Rob from Nonpoint.
Yes.
And it is Stand Strong Clothing, I believe, and did some work for him. I do work all across the board. I just did the new CD artwork for Boy Hits Car. I don't know if you've heard of that band, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Really cool band. Great guys. I go back and forth to all kinds of different styles of work or whatever, as you can see on my Behance profile. But, just whatever sparks my interest, I guess.
Now, I saw you did a logo design for the fabulous Miss Wendy, who was actually on a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And it's a really, really cool design. And she was a blast to talk with. Really energetic young lady.
Yeah.
You know, she was a blast to interview. And so obviously, Boy Hits Car. I think you guys actually played some shows with them this past year, right?
Yeah, they were out with us for quite a while. And, we've been fans of them since way back. So it was really cool to be able to tour, man, the U.S. with them.
I don't know. I haven't seen those guys live, but from everything I hear is that their CDs don't do those guys justice as far as their live performance is concerned.
They're just fantastic live, but yeah, I mean, the CDs are damn good too. So.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, I mean, the music's good, but their energy live is,
yeah,
is, you know, translates, right? Everyone is like, man, that band is amazing live. But getting back to the Mike Wolf Design now, is there any projects you have in the works right now that you can kind of clue us in on, maybe coming down the pike in the next, 3 to 6 months?
I'm pretty much focusing on my the music and art co and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm working nonstop. I mean, other stuff behind the scenes, but and I'll keep you updated on my Twitter and the such.
Yeah, well, it's obviously social media playing a big part in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Just
music nowadays, man. And you do great at that, and you're a really cool dude. Now, we talked a little bit about possibly maybe, you know, taking some Taproot posters from maybe the last year. If you would be so gracious to maybe, you know, donate one or two on the show and we can give them away. Is that still cool with you? I think the listeners would definitely dig that, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get some cool designs up there and auction them off for good cause, right?
Yeah, no, I think that would be cool, man. We could probably get together with Terror Rising Records. They do you know, a lot of good stuff for autism benefits and that, so I think we could probably you know, work some details there and maybe put something like that together. I think that would be a really good cause, man, and donate, you know, do a little auction and, you know, maybe raise a little money for, you know, donating instruments or something there. You know what I mean? So we'll work the details and we'll post it on social network. And I think that, you know, be a good way to, you know, kind of get out there and also make it for a good cause. I dig that.
Absolutely. It's a good idea.
Awesome. Well, hey, man. It's always a pleasure talking with you, and I appreciate you, you know, cutting some time out for us. Is there anything you wanted to, you know, say to listeners as far as, you know, people who are interested in, you know, a timetable for Taproot, or is just kind of wait and see thing?
Basically, it's a wait and see thing. We haven't taken a break like this in many years, so we're just on the down low for now, but I appreciate you having me on, taking the time. Thank you guys for listening. And, yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, Mike, if people were interested in, you know, buying some of your artwork, and also, you know, obviously working with you maybe as a logo or branding or, you know, whatever you they're interested in getting into, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Mike DeWolf Design at gmail.com. Yeah, just contact me. I'll see what I can do for you.
Awesome. Well, hey, Mike, always a pleasure, man, and thanks for your ongoing support, and we'll be in touch, man.
For sure. Thank you.
Big thanks to Mike DeWolf from Taproot, and Mike's been a great supporter of us, and for him to do what he's doing for us is great. Again, head on over on Twitter, follow at Music and Art COUS. That's Music and ARTCOUS on Twitter. Follow that account, retweet a poster, a piece of art that you like. Once you do that, Mike will contact you and send you that particular piece of art, and also in addition to a Taproot concert poster that he also created himself from this past tour. So again, Mike DeWolf, one of the really stand up, dude, and looking forward to when Taproot gets back together and starts making music again. Obviously, they're on a little bit of a break. Mike's doing the art thing, and we're very happy to support him in that endeavor. Alex Ryder, one of my favorite individuals on the show, and also the very, very first guest of Revelator, we'll be doing this in just a moment. This is a song off her last album. It's called Won't You Listen, here on Revelator.
Just your way of killing me. and say that you love me yesterday. 'Cause I don't care about tonight, what's tomorrow? Won't you listen? I tried to tell you I love you, but you say that it's over. Won't you listen? I tried to tell you I love you, but you say that it's over. It's over.
Coming to the show right now, an individual I really, really enjoy, and that is the wonderful and very lovely Alex Ryder. Alex, thank you for coming back on. This is your third time on Revelator, and you will always be number one, not because of just that you were the first guest, but you're one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you so much, Ryan, and it's so great to be back, and I'm so happy to come back for the 50th show. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. You know, it's we talked a little bit on Twitter and you know, just in general over the last year or so. It's hard to believe that we've known one another for a little over a year now, and you know, we appreciate your support and being the very, very first guest on Revelator ever.
Oh, well, likewise, for sure. And it is crazy how fast time goes by, but you feel like you know people when you're talking to each other so often on Twitter. It's crazy. You feel like you're in the next room.
No, it's interesting. It's really cool the relationships you can make in that fashion. And I encourage everyone who's maybe listening to the show for the very first time to go back and listen to the first show, which is titled Table Tennis Trash Talk, and we'll leave it at that. I just encourage everyone to check that out, and we'll go from there. But as a singer-songwriter, Alex, you've been very, very busy recording new material. I know we kind of hinted at that, I think, on episode 20, the second time you were on, that you were, you know, in the process of kind of feeling things out. Now, obviously, that time has come where you're in the studio, you're laying down tracks, you know, working through the songwriting process. How has that, the initial recordings been going for you?
It's been going really, really, really well. I've taken the last few months, you know, off doing shows and stuff like that, so I could focus strictly on that. As you were saying when I was on the show previously, you know, I was doing more touring and doing more shows with, you know, promoting Won't You Listen, that EP. And, you know, it's been a blast and been great. But, you know, it's always nice to know that, you know, people want to hear more and something new. And I had to just take a break in my schedule and get back in the studio and get on that. So right now that's what I'm doing. And excuse me. And believe it or not, I love being in the studio. It's probably one of my favorite things to do. So I'm enjoying the whole process, the creative process, and I'm looking forward to all of you guys hearing it. So I should be releasing a new single, I think, in the next couple of weeks at least, while I'm in the middle of, you know, finish up recording the CD, and it should be released maybe later on this year.
Well, that's fantastic. Do you have any working titles at all that you can share with us, or is that still kind of under wraps?
Well, not right now. It's got to be a surprise, Ryan.
Okay. All right. All right. I figured, you know, I have to ask, right? I have to ask.
Yeah. Not,
so what is that?
Sorry.
No, good. Good. No. What is, obviously you're probably floating ideas around how are the recordings going? I mean, is there a certain theme or a certain, something you wanted to accomplish going in this time around, coming off the Won't You Listen EP? I mean, is there something that you obviously, you know, we talked about evolving and growing as a songwriter last time as well. Is that something that, you know, you're working with a kind of a group of writers with the band, or, you know, what is that process, the early process, been like for you?
Like, you know, I'm fortunate enough, like I said, I think previously on other interviews, that I work with, you know, a great studio here locally, and I also work with great songwriters. And, you know, the process is pretty cool. Like, you know, they sit down and, you know, they know me very well and vice versa. And, you know, before you know it, you're whipping out something that, you know, everybody loves, and you're laying down tracks. And, you know, hopefully you guys, like, I'm a rock singer. So, like, you know, I'm not going to say the sound is very, very much different than the EP of Won't You Listen. That's who and what I am. And, you know, but I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys all think when, at least when I release the first single coming out in the next few weeks. So I'm looking forward to your feedback.
Well, I'm excited to hear new music from you. I really am. Now, obviously, as a vocalist, do you kind of go in and say, okay, you know what, vocally, I did this on the last album. I want to try to, you know, push my voice a little bit more during certain notes or certain songs. Is that kind of go into it a little bit?
I think as artists and as a singer, you know, we're always trying to push ourselves, you know, to better ourselves. And, you know, when I'm laying down the vocals, I mean, you know, I sing all the harmonies and the main vocals. So, like, I'm doing a lot of singing when I'm recording, like, just one song, even on its own. And, you know, there's always trying to top what you've done previously. So, you know, that's always something I think as an artist or a singer songwriter that, you know, you're always trying to do no matter who you are. And, you know, hopefully you guys will think that I'm being true to who I am and, you know, what my message I'm trying to get across, and that, you know, that you like what you hear. You know, there's, you know, nothing like rock and roll. It's guitars and drums, and let's, like, you know, let's just do it.
Well, your music always is very heavy, guitar driven, along obviously with your vocal work as well. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm very, very excited. So, you might have to come back on and be the gold standard for Revelator, come back on a fourth time, when the album's out. You know, you're always welcome here to talk it up with us anytime. You know that.
Well, I would love that, and I'm honored. Thank you. And I would love to be your gold standard.
you definitely are. And, new photo work coming into the new album, or do you look forward to that too? Is that something you kind of get into a little bit?
Right now I'm not doing, you know, any photos right now until I kind of maybe figure out exactly the theme of, or make decisions more, let's say, concrete decisions. But yeah, there'll be more photo shoots. And I actually, I'm not crazy about photo shoots, believe it or not.
Oh, see, I thought you would be kind of into that a little bit. I misread you there.
But. No, I don't mind. You know, people doing live photos when you're in a concert or in a show is one thing, you know, and, you know, of course we always look really funny doing certain moves, or, you know, with our mouths open a certain way or something as singers, but, you know, that's different. It's live, but, you know, doing photo shoots is different. I'm not a model. I'm a singer, so I don't actually find it that easy. So my hat goes off to those models who do this for a living. That's for sure.
Well, I know it's tedious. We've had the luxury of talking to a couple of models on the show, and they always talk about, you know, the hours and hours that go into posing and prepping and all that stuff. So, you know, you think it's just like, oh, you just, you know, go sprawl out and, you know, pose here and click, click, click. And there's so much that goes into it. And we kind of talked that before the show about, you know, there's just so many things behind the scenes that happen and go on that, you know, a lot of people don't notice or don't understand. And, you know, it's a big production to do an album or modeling and all these different things. You should probably look into it. I'm just saying, that's just my opinion. But, Alex, it's always a pleasure talking with you. You know, obviously we're going to hear the song Won't You Listen tonight on the show. If people were interested in finding out more about you, and getting updates on, you know, your recordings and those type of things? How can they do so?
You can check me out at alexweyer.com. There's always, you know, my events and new information up on there. And all my social media outlets are also on there. But you can find me on Facebook at Alex Weyer. And, you know, you can see everything that's going on. I try to keep everything the people and the fans updated all the time, of like, you know, the status of where everything is. So come and join me there and, you know, like the page and, you know, take a listen and let me know what you think.
Well, Alex, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and you know, you're welcome anytime. And one of these days, I'm going to get you down here. We're going to get the that table tennis match. It's definitely going to happen.
Well, thanks again, Ryan, for having me. And it's my pleasure, and I'm glad that we were able to connect and our schedules worked out.
That was Alex Ryder, everyone. Again, a great guest, third time on Reveler. She's also on the 25th episode, I believe, or maybe it was the 20th. Actually, no, she was on the 20th. That's the Italian Herbs and Leather Pants. It's amazing that I remember that, you know. One of my favorite people to talk to. She's another great supporter of ours, and always a pleasure to have Alex on. I'm looking forward to hearing some new material from her very, very shortly. But right now, I would like to welcome David Martinez to the Revelator Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 50th show of Revelator, and a guy who hasn't been on Revelator, but he was with us in the very, very early stages here at Omnis.tv, and that is David Martinez, who appeared on a couple shows of the old banner Unsigned, and it's really great to have him on under the new banner Revelator. And David, you were actually on our Christmas show 2012. We wish you a Merry Unsigned, and we did NFL picks and all kinds of fun stuff, so long overdue, man. It's been too long.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's great to be back.
Yeah, man. Always a pleasure talking with you, man. You're a really cool dude. Now, I know you're in the movies and stuff as much as I am. I know you're watching the Oscars. So I took the liberty of figuring out what your name would be if John Travolta were actually introducing you to the show tonight. Okay.
What would it be? What would that be?
Your name would be Donald Marcifitens. So that's your introduction tonight. Obviously, you know, if anyone caught the Oscars there a week or so ago, that you know, obviously John Travolta had some issues with introducing some of the nominees up for awards. But now, David, on a serious note, you're playing South by Southwest. This is your sixth year down there, fifth year in a row playing the event. One, congratulations on being down there again here in Austin, Texas, doing that show kind of in your backyard. But talk to me about how that event has grown for you personally, and also just the event in general has really grown in the 5 years you've been down there.
Oh, you got everybody down there. You got IFC, you've got CNN, you know, they got their own the CNN grill or something like that. You got all kinds of things. And when I first went, you know, it was already big. And, you know, like I was able to find parking back then, but now it's like, it's getting to the point where, you know, it's like $25, $30 parking. A lot of people are taking, they have a little train system out there that some people are taking. Some people are carpooling, you know, just to ease the cost and all that. Cause it is really, really gotten crazy, but there's so much stuff to do. There's apps like Do 512. There's a couple of other apps, Eventbrite, where you can RSVP for a lot of parties. You get a lot of free stuff, get to meet a lot of people. You never know who you're going to run into. You know, I mean, first year I ran into Ben Harper. Another time I ran into Jacob Dylan from the Wallflowers. And last year, thanks to my friend Cole, got to meet Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows. So, you know, it's just, and he was just out there hanging out. He went to the club, you know, then went outside, got a hot dog, you know, not that I was following him, but it's just like, you know, you don't, what you're going to meet out there, a lot of those artists, you know, like that I just mentioned, they're music lovers. People just, there's so much music to discover. And for the most part, most of the bands are really, really great. Most singer songwriters are really, really great. So it's an experience and a half, you know?
All right. Now, since your time is limited down there, in the years that you've been there, talk to me about, you know, creating a set list, of, and packaging your songs together, whether it be off, you know, obviously hitting multiple albums, I would assume as well. But talking about how you kind of maximize your time slot there in this scenario.
Well, I always make sure that, you know, I pick the songs that resonate with the audience from the first record and the second record. And, you know, I have certain songs like I Want to Know and Hey Mary that are always on compilations and things like that. So I make sure and hit on those. And once in a while, you're able to play a cover like we did Rockin' in the Free World last year from Neil Young at Roadhouse Rags Showcase. So basically try to keep the continuity going there with, you know, pretty much a good song list where, you know, the energy's pumping. Because I generally over there, you really want to keep the energy going. So I might maybe do one slow song or something like that. So I do a lot of more of the things like I want, songs that groove, you know. So that's what basically where I hit it.
But I think that's probably a good way to go. Obviously, not knowing the time that you're going to get there, but obviously maximizing it and getting a nice sample for everyone who's walking by and kind of see it, and you know, obviously be able to sell some CDs and, you know, catch a few extra fans along the way. This past year, you were doing a kind of an East Coast run, just kind of you and a guitar. Talk to me about that and that experience, and just really how beneficial it was to kind of get out there and just really do what you love to do, man.
Well, I've done the West Coast, you know, numerous times, and that's pretty much my only experience. I've gone up north to like Minnesota and places like that, but I said, well, you know, I want to hit, you know, Colorado area. Where you're at in the whole Ohio area. But this time around, Cindy in her contacts, you know, I said, I want to hit the East Coast this year. And we worked it out because she has a lot of contacts out there. So I was able to play the places I went to, there were already people there. It was a built-in audience, you know, and it was a really, really cool thing to get out there. And I tell you what, it opened up my world more in an eclectic sense, because not only did I get to meet other people that are, you know, that had a sound mind like Leroy, but, you know, I got to meet other great musicians and play with great musicians. And, I got to see where it all began for the United States, you know? So that was cool going all the way from Florida. I didn't play in New Hampshire, but I got all the way up there. And, you know, the experience of playing in New York City was amazing. The experience of playing, you know, made it to Rhode Island, you know, one of the guys from Rhode Island, he had been a native Texan for a while. So he played a little Texas number for us, you know, so it was really cool.
Awesome, man. Well, I know that you are very dedicated to the craft and the industry, and it shows, and your dedication is, like I said, man, it shows, man, in the music and the songs. And the song we're going to hear on the show, titled Blue Sky, this is a song, I think when people hear it, I think it speaks for itself. It's a very, it's a very deep, heartfelt song, man. Like I said, I think the song speaks for itself, but is there anything you can add to the song, kind of like the idea behind it, the writing process behind it? Or?
Well, that's actually one of my releases that I didn't write. Leroy Miller actually wrote that song, but it was on his first vision. I'm sure you're familiar with, I think it's Rob Cavallo. He worked with him on, signed him to Hollywood Records, and he worked with him on that record. And that Blue Sky version, it had, you know, it had like an Allman Brothers feel to it. It was very, very soulful, very, very, very cool. It's my favorite song from him. And I remember back in 2007, when I was recording, doing the sessions for the first record, he said, well, you know what you got to do? You got to take one of my songs and you got to record it one day. And I said, Blue Sky. So when we got back to the sessions this year, you know, Blue Sky, it's kind of funny. He said, you know, it's kind of crazy me producing this. He goes, but you know, in one sense, he goes, what I want you to do, I want you to think. He goes, you can take this song and do it the way I did it, which is cool, or you can take this song and make it your own. And I was like, well, Jesus, how am I going to do that? You know, and I thought, he goes, no, just do it. You got it, man. He goes, then bring something to me. So one night, you know, I was listening to a lot of Cat Stevens, Beatles, you know, Ben Harper, things like that. And even some Doors. I was like in a very kind of like psychedelic, you know, kind of earthy mode. I said, Leroy, I got the idea. And we did a demo, and that's, you know, when we did the song, we wanted to make sure, you know, that it captured a lot of the stuff like sitars and the birds and it kind of just that hippie-ish earthy sound. And that's, that was cool. And then after we were done, he said, dude, you've made it your own, man. You sound like Cat Stevens on this one. I said, well, I wouldn't go that far, but thank you.
Right on. Well, David, it's a pleasure catching up with you, man, and we'll have to set something up again here as the spring, in the summer, have you back on. We'll do a longer bit and play some more tunes, man.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure, and best of luck to you here at South by Southwest. And, hey, man, we'll be in touch. And, again, Cindy and Jenna from Lake Lady Music, you guys have always been good to us from the very early beginnings, and it's a pleasure to be able to work with you guys again. Yeah. And best of luck to you, and keep in touch, brother.
Can I give a shout-out real quick?
Yeah, definitely. Go for it.
Absolutely. If anybody's in Austin, you can join us at the Red Shed Tavern Wednesday the 12th and Wednesday the 14th. It's online. And a shout-out to Jeff Popka from Indie On Air Records, Erwin Pulleman from Match One Entertainment, and L.V. Rogers from Brag It On Productions. They put on a great show every year, and I'm appreciative of them having me this year. And thank you, Ryan, for having me, and look forward to hearing this.
Awesome. David Martinez, Blue Skies, here on Revelator. Guys, here on Revelator by David Martinez. Best of luck to David at South by Southwest. Definitely go check David out, what he's been going on. Really one of the hardest working guys in the indie field, and pleasure to have him join the Revelator crew. hopefully we'll have him back on, talk to Dave a little more, and he'll come back on and do some NFL picks when the season comes around. I'm sure his Cowboys aren't too happy about the release of DeMarcus Ware. Probably bummed him out a little bit. And, hey, we can't do it right. For more information about David Martinez, Alex Ryder, and Mike DeWolf, again, head on over to omnes.tv. Again, that's omnes.tv. Click on episode Revelator number 50. And again, if you want to win some really cool merchandise, some cool artwork, follow Mike DeWolf and his company, Music and Art COUS, on Twitter. Find a piece of artwork, retweet it, and Mike will contact you, send you that piece of artwork, and also a Taproot concert poster from this past year as well. So really, really cool stuff. And another big supporter of ours, and that is Rob from Mindset Evolution. Really, really cool cat. Really, really great band. Will be joining us here in just a moment. And we're also going to hear a single that we played last time on the show that they're actually making a video for. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. This is Rob from Mindset Evolution. It's the Revelator 50th show, and I'm really happy to announce we've got Rob, from the singer from Mindset Evolution. Now, Rob, you were on late last year, actually show number 33 for those listening. So obviously go back and check that and hear some cuts off the album, which we're going to talk about, Brave, Bold, and Broken. Well, hey, man, first off, thank you very much for coming back on the show, man. Pleasure to have you.
Absolute honor, man. I appreciate you guys thinking of us on your 50th show and inviting us to be part of what you're doing and part of your growth. It's a cool thing to be a part of as a band, you know?
Yeah, man. And, I'm huge, as I said, you know, before the interview, I'm a huge fan of you guys in general. I still listen to the album all the time, and it's really, really good. Kind of a funny note. I was listening to the interview we did back in November, and you mentioned you had kind of an addiction to Pussifer, and for whatever reason, I didn't say, well, who doesn't? But, yeah. also, I mean, you know, Donkey Punch the Night is probably one of the best titles of an EP. Maybe they should just have that category at the Grammys now, you know? They should just, you know, like, you know, best, you know, most interesting title of the Grammys, Donkey Punch the Night. Pussifer would walk away with that thing. But last time you were on, we did talk about the naming of the album, Brave, Bold, and Broken. I want to, you know, kind of mention that now. Do you remember how you guys kind of came up with the name of the album?
Yeah, I mean, it's a statement that I think reflects a lot of us, you know, and especially, you know, in the band. I mean, as you go through your day to day, I mean, it's a tough world, man. That's the reality. Not to be depressing, but to say that, you know, it's hard. And there's a lot of people that don't find the strength to smile every single day when they get up. There's a lot of people that don't find the strength to even leave their house. But there's those of us that are just so absolutely determined to do something, to make something happen. And we're just, you know, we're so brave to leave the house every day and bold enough to think that we can make a change no matter how broken we are as individuals. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, it's just about going out and making it happen no matter what condition you're in. You know, that we grow through experience. So if you don't go have experiences, if you're not brave enough to do that for yourself, then you never fix yourself. So it's hard to explain. Well, it's a deep
concept. No, I dig it, man. One thing I like about you, and I think the reason we get along so well, you always have a positive energy about you, man, and I really dig that. And I think the album kind of, you know, like there's kind of a, you know, I don't want to say deep or dark side, but like it's kind of like taking that, you know, the things that kind of push you down throughout life, whether it may be, you know, everybody goes through all kinds of crap all the time, you know, and just finding a way to find the bright side of it all, you know, where there definitely is a light at the end of the tunnel when it's not a locomotion of destruction, you know?
Right.
You mentioned Change, and this song we're going to feature on the show, the song Change, which I think we played last time, and I'm a huge fan of this track. I believe it's maybe track 6 on the album, but talk to me about, you guys have a video coming out for this track as well, and obviously invoking change and encouraging people to go out and make a difference. Talk to me about that, man.
I think it's important as, you know, a member of the community to understand that, you know, the community is worldwide. It's not, you know, it's not your next door neighbor and the neighbor on the other side and the neighbor on the other side of the street. You know, it's all of us. It's a world community. And I think that, you know, when you see a hole, you can't just pray it full. I mean, it's the truth. You have to take action. You have to do something. You have to try. Nothing is going to change just by sitting and going, oh my God, I wish this would change. So we decided to show what we do in our community and encourage our fans to participate. We're starting kind of a change game, you know, like being part of the chain of change. And we'll have the video release and we'll do a bunch of small videos of ourselves showing how we participate and how we make a change, and encourage others to, you know, give videos back. Like, how are you helping out? What are you doing to become the change you want to see in others, you know, and just kind of start a movement, something positive that we can do for each other as a world community. And I think it's going to be really cool, and I can't wait to get started on it. I'm very excited about it.
I think it's a great positive message, and obviously encouraging others to kind of get out there and do stuff as well. Now, is there a way that fans can submit stuff to you guys, whether on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, we're going to try to make it as easy and streamlined as possible. We'll probably run the whole thing through Instagram. Like on Instagram, there's, you know, you can capture pictures, or you can also capture and edit short videos. So it'll probably be, you know, we'll make it real simple and streamline it through Instagram video. And that way everybody, you know, that has a cell phone can participate. But if they don't, you know, there's still YouTube and other ways, you know, there's short videos you can make on almost any phone without Instagram. But that'll be, you know, just kind of straight to the Facebook page or straight to the Instagram is where we'll be collecting and aggregating all these great moments where people go out and make a difference. And we're definitely going to keep track of that and share as much of that as we can with our entire fan base.
Awesome. And well, I tell you what we'll do is we'll make sure we link up your Instagram account to this particular episode as well. So people can hear it, can automatically click on it and you know, obviously take part in that as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. And you know, last time I know, you know, we mentioned, you know, a little bit before the interview, you guys are obviously working on some new material, doing the songwriting process. Now, last time you were on, you talked about obviously working with Johnny K in Chicago and how fast everything kind of came together. It was just a couple months. You guys just, you know, just everything just kind of happened fast for you, and you went and it turned out great. And the album's fantastic. And I'll tell anybody that across the way, I tell people about you guys all the time. I'm like, man, you need to check out Mindset Evolution. These guys have what's, you know, you guys have, there's something about that album that just, it just feels good. But talk to me about this time around, the different process or the different approach to the recording this time. Maybe you have a little more time to kind of sit back and collect a little more writing. Is that kind of the idea this time around? Or
yeah, you know, I think we spent the bigger majority of last year touring in support of this record and getting to know our fans and meeting all the people that were looking for us. And that was a great experience. And I think we all got home from that tour going, you know, I really love this album, but I think that we have more in us. I think there's more we want to say, and we want to grow our musical palette, so to speak, and kind of come with some new and unique sounds and bigger, wider sounding songs. And, you know, we really want to create, you know, an environment that our fans can live in. You know, like right now, as Mindset Evolution, you've got this great positive vibe, you know, and then you've got our show and you've got our album, but we want to create something bigger, something, you know, with more levels and more layers that help to create the community feeling and really grow that mindset family. And, you know, it's hard to, as a band, it's hard to capture what it is that you're trying to say in your music and turn that into an image. And if you can, it's a very powerful thing. It really helps to communicate the whole thing and make, for, well, I mean, for lack of better words, to make a clearer picture. So that's kind of where we are now. You know, we're readdressing everything. We're going back to the very basics of the drawing board and starting all over again with Mindset Evolution. We're not, you know, we're very excited to grow it. I don't know. The music's coming together great. The new songs that are already laying out sound fantastic. And I'm excited to get it recorded and share it with everybody.
Well, cool, man. I'm excited to hear what you guys do next. And I know last time you were on, we talked about, you know, you obviously use a lot of acoustic guitar in the songwriting process and, you know, kind of getting ideas down. And so is that something maybe you guys might incorporate maybe on a track or two on the album of doing like an acoustic set with the band?
It's possible. I mean, at this point, the new rule so far has been get uncomfortable. So that's it's possible. I mean, anything to make it on the album right now. I mean, there could be a rap track making on the record. There could be a country song out of nowhere, you know, but it could be acoustic, it could be electric, it could be just EDM, you know. There's really no, right. We're not putting any limitations on the songwriting process right now. We're just keeping it open to whatever feels right and whatever feels good.
I think that's a good process too, man, because I think a lot of bands say, okay, well, we did this album and it was pretty successful, and so no, we did try to recreate it, as opposed to just being like, you know what, let's just be the best band we can be, and however it sounds, it's what it sounds like, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you definitely have
the right mindset there. No pun intended, of course, but I think you definitely are in the right direction. Now I know, we talked last time, living in Illinois, you're a Bears fan. What do you think about that Jay Cutler contract, man?
I don't want to, I'm going to make everybody in Chicago mad if I talk about it.
All right, fair enough. So, all right.
You know what? I don't care. My personal opinion is I don't like Jay Cutler. I think that he he's too self-involved, and he doesn't lead through performance. He tries to demand respect by being absent and by being difficult. So it's not something that I want to see in a quarterback. I want to see somebody go out on the field like Peyton Manning and just own the team and help them get where they need to be, and it was difficult to watch him not win the Super Bowl. So it'll be difficult to watch the Bears not win it with Jay Cutler.
Yeah, his mannerisms and stuff are very, very strange, man. But that division's going to be tough next year with, I think the Lions are obviously grossly underachieved, and I think Green Bay is going to be a lot better. In Minnesota, who knows about Minnesota? They're a way away. But the top three teams are in that division. That's going to be tough.
I
think the Lions, that team has got is ridiculous amount of talent. When they're 7-9 or whatever, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Nobody wants to stand in front of Adrian Peterson, but it doesn't matter. The end of the day.
No doubt, man. Well, hey, Rob, it's been a pleasure reconnecting with you, man. And hey, keep us in mind whenever the new material comes out. Obviously, very, very early stage, but definitely keep us in mind here at Omnis.tv. And we'd love to have you back on and jam some of those new tunes, man.
Sounds great. Sounds really good. I'll do exactly that.
All right, brother. Well, we're going to close out with the song Change, which we talked about, and look for the video. Do you have a timetable on the video by chance? Maybe a couple months or so?
Yeah, it'll be a couple months or so. We'll start the Change game really soon. That'll be coming in the next week or two. But the video itself, we're looking at a month or two out still.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, we'll close out with the Change. Hey, Rob, thanks again for your time, man.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate you.
To me, living in
Mindset Evolution here on Revelator. That is change. And really a good message by Rob and those guys too, man. You know, make a difference. You know, if you're going to go out there, you know, make a change, the Change Gang. Look for that video coming out. Really, really great track. And I've said in the interview, and I said last time they were on the show, it's a great album. I encourage everyone to go pick that thing up. Again, thanks to all the artists, Alex Ryder, David Martinez, Rob from Mindset Evolution, Mike DeWolf from Taproot. Man, there's so many, the guys from Digital Summer, Brian Fair from Shadows Fall, Johnny Royal from the Black Lodge, Mike Wengren from Fight or Flight and Disturbed, Candlelight Red. I mean, the list goes on and on. Will Powerless, Terrorizing, Terra Nova. Man, there's so many. Gemini Syndrome, The Chimps, Jimmy Allen from Against All Will. The list goes on and on here. There's a lot of individuals. Again, too many to thank and not enough time. But you know who you are, and we appreciate you. And hopefully you've enjoyed the show. Again, head on over. Again, omnes.tv. That's, again, it's omnes.tv. You know what? I also want to give a special thanks and shout out to Cindy and Jennifer from Lake Lady Promotions for supporting us way back when no one else was really letting us interview artists and kind of do our thing. Those two have been a supporter of ours for a long, long time. They've always had our back. They're really, really good people. And Cindy, Jennifer, thank you very much for everything you've done for us as far as offering advice on things, just being easy to work with. They're really, really good people, doing really, really good things, not just in the music community, but also in their local community as well, part of charities and all time, things like that. So, really, really good people. We're lucky to, have run across, such great people early on, doing this show here on omnes.tv and credit to them for really, having our back when we needed it. And, they've always been there for us. And they obviously have great artists and good people. So, I'll leave it at that. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the 50th episode of Revelator. We come back next week with a band that I really, really dig. And I think you're going to dig as well. And that is Lion Eyes. They're under Clutch's label, Weathermaker. So definitely check that out. Jetpack soundtrack on its way. And, some other great guests coming up as we head into spring. The weather's changing, feeling good. Hey, it seems harder to enjoy the fine things in life. Until next time, do so, everybody.
This was episode 50, 50 Shades of Revelator. For show notes or links to topics discussed on this episode of Revelator, or to experience previous episodes, head on over to omnes.tv, that's omnes.tv, and click on Revelator. Thanks for listening.